South Australia has battled high unemployment, even higher power prices, and the demise of car manufacturing in recent years. The state has been working to reinvent itself through defence and shipbuilding contracts. But what's also emerged is a fierce start-up culture. It's been made possible because there's not much competition, the cost of living is favourable, and observers say there's a more favourable mindset about change. Caroline Winter reports.
It's often known as the City of Churches, but ride the elevator in this building in Adelaide's CBD and it's clear things are changing. Big green aluminium letters spelling TikTok stand half a metre off the floor and greet visitors.
TikTok is the world's first instant home loan.
Anthony Baum is TikTok founder and CEO.
So you can apply for your home loan, be approved for your home loan, and if you're a refinance, even receive your documents in a single online process. And other than those documents, if you choose the fast way, there is no documentation required your side.
A banker by trade, Anthony Baum, identified a niche. The company promises a full home loan approval in as little as 22 minutes while saving customers money. 4 months ago, TikTok launched in Adelaide.
It is a cost-effective location, obviously. But more importantly, it has a really talented workforce here that, frankly, we would be struggling to attract and retain in a competitive market like Sydney or Melbourne. But the other parts are, it's obviously, there's very attractive lifestyle benefits here.
That lifestyle has attracted TikTok employees from interstate and locally, including 25-year-old data scientist Joseph Regari.
I'd always wanted to stay in Adelaide. Here I'm able to rent within a 5-10 minute bike ride from the city, and I can ride to work every day for a completely reasonable and achievable cost of living, which I don't think many other major cities can have.
Four blocks away, another financial technology or fintech startup is gaining traction.
Hi Mark, lovely to meet you.
Likewise, yeah.
Another former banker, Mark Bevan, is the managing director of Joust, described as Tinder for home loans. Customers submit their profiles online and banks bid for their business.
Advances in technology that should make lives for customers better, easier, more transparent and lower cost. And so we were thinking, okay, how's that going to apply to banking products? And the home loan market is a massive one in Australia. It's particularly inefficient.
Using existing contacts, the Joust team chose Adelaide as a pilot site for the business and within months expanded east.
I think that was a really distinct advantage. We're able to learn so much from the Adelaide market, a market that we knew well, before investing in the expansion and trying to scale the business nationally.
Sydney and Melbourne are fintech frontrunners, but it's a growing market in Adelaide.
The benefit that a startup has in the fintech space is that they can pick one product and do it brilliantly, whereas traditional banks offer hundreds and hundreds of products for many, many different verticals. And that's where you're seeing emerging fintechs.
Jenny Van Dyke is Managing Director of Startup Adelaide. The organisation's membership has quadrupled to 2,000 in the past 2 years. So too have the number of programs supporting startups, like education providers, co-working spaces and venture capitalists. Jenny Van Dyke rejects that the decline in traditional industries like auto manufacturing and the high unemployment rate are bad for business, and says the startup future looks bright for the state.
Those challenges also create opportunities. And what I see arising out of that is an appetite for change that I'm not seeing on the East Coast. I see a lot more complacency on the East Coast. And also what I'm seeing here is there's a lot more collaboration. I really do think that when it comes to startups and entrepreneurship, Adelaide and South Australia are Australia's best kept secret, but that secret is quickly being let out of the bag.
Jenny Van Dyke letting the secret out, Managing Director of Startup Adelaide. Caroline Winter, our reporter there.